Kuligan enters. Masha is crying.
That'll do, Masha. Stop, darling.
Never mind. Let her cry. Let her. Oh, my good Masha. My kind Masha. You're my wife, and I'm happy. No matter what happened here. I'm not complaining. I'm not reproaching you in the least. Olechka's my witness. Let's start over, living our old life again. I won't say one single word. No blame.
On the curved seashore, a green oak stands, a golden chain wound round that oak. A golden chain wound round that oak. I'm losing my mind. On the curved seashore, a green oak stands.
Calm down, Masha. Calm down. Get her some water, Fedya.
I'm not crying anymore.
She's not crying anymore. She's kind.
A pistol shot is heard in the distance.
On the curved seashore, a green cat stands, a green oak stands, a golden chain wound round, a golden chain wound round that oak. I'm raving.
Masha drinks the water Kuligan brings.
Life is failure. I don't want anything now. Nothing. I'll be all right in a minute. It doesn't matter. What does that mean on the curved seashore? Why is it in my head, the curved seashore? My thoughts are wild.
Calm down, Masha. Be a good girl. Let's go inside.
I will not go in there.
Irina enters.
I don't go into that house anymore. I won't.
Let's sit down, even if we don't speak. I'm leaving tomorrow, you know.
Yesterday, I took this false beard and mustache from a naughty boy. Just look.
Kuligan puts on this false beard and mustache.
Looks like the German teacher, doesn't it? Those boys are funny.
You do look like the German teacher.
Yes.
Oh, Masha, that's enough.
Yes, awfully like him.
Enter Natasha, instructing her maid.
What? Protopopov is going to sit with Sofichka for a while, and Andrei can take Bobik out in the carriage for some air. So much fuss about children. You're going away tomorrow, Arisha. Such a shame. Do stay another week at least.
Natasha sees Kuligan and shrieks.
Oh!
Kuligan laughs, takes off the false beard and mustache.
You gave me a shock. I've gotten used to you, Arisha. And do you think that parting from you will be easy for me? I've told them to put Andrei and his violin into your room. He can saw away in there. And we'll put Sofichka in his room. Wonderful. Fantastic baby. So adorable. Today she stared at me with her little eyes and said, Mama.
A beautiful baby, true enough.
So tomorrow I'll be all alone here. First of all, I'll have them chop down that row of fir trees. Then that maple over there. It looks so ugly in the evening. Irisha, my dear, that sash doesn't suit you. It's in bad taste. You need something bright. Then I'll have them plant flowers. Flowers everywhere, and they'll give off such a pleasing fragrance.
Natasha addresses her maid.
Why is there a fork lying on this bench? Why is there a fork lying on the bench, I'm asking you?
She's on the warpath again.
Hold your tongue!
Natasha storms into the house. In the distance, the military band plays a march. Everyone listens.
They're leaving.
The boys are leaving.
Jebutikin enters.
Well, that's that. Happy journeys. Let's go home, Fyodor. Where's my hat and cape?
I took them in the house. I'll get them.
Kuligan goes into the house.
Yes, time to go home.
Olga!
What? What?
Nothing. I don't know how to tell you.
Jebutikin whispers to Olga.
Impossible.
Yes, such a story. I'm worn out, exhausted. I don't want to talk anymore. Anyway, what does it matter?
What happened?
Today is a terrible day.
Olga puts her arms round Irina.
I don't know how to tell you, my dear.
What? Tell me quickly, what, for God's sake?
Irina weeps.
The Baron has been killed in a duel.
I knew.
Worn out.
Jebutikin sits on a bench, takes a newspaper out of his pocket.
Let them have a good cry. What does anything matter?
We hear the brigade marching band playing in the distance. The three sisters stand, holding on to each other.
Oh, how the music plays! They're leaving us, one gone forever. We're left alone to begin life again. We must live. We have to live.
A time will come when everyone will know why all of this. Why all of this suffering? There won't be any mysteries, but till then we have to live. We have to work. Work! Tomorrow I'll go away alone. I'll teach school. I'll devote my life to people who need me. It's autumn. Winter will be coming, and snow will cover us. But I'll work. I will work.
The music plays gaily, so proudly, and you want to live. Oh my God. Time will pass and we'll be gone forever. People will forget us, forget our faces, our voices, and how many of us there were. But our suffering will turn to joy for those who live after us. Happiness and peace will come to this earth. And then those who live now will be remembered then with a kind word and a blessing. Dear sisters, our life is not over. We'll go on living. The music plays proudly, joyfully, and soon we'll know why we are alive, why we suffer. If only we knew. If only we knew.
The music grows more and more subdued. Djibutikin is humming softly, reading his newspaper. Kuligin, cheerful and smiling, brings Masha's hat and cape. Andrei is still pushing the baby carriage, but now Bobek is the passenger.
Ta-ra-ra-bum-tie. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
If only we knew. If only we knew.
The Three Sisters by Anton Chekhov, translated by Elena Harper and Temi Rose, was recorded in 2016 at the Director's Studio in Manhattan. Olga Prozorova was read by Lucy McMichael. Masha Kuligina was read by Temi Rose. Irina Prozorova was read by Kathleen Kenning. Andrei Sergeyevich Prozorov was read by Gianmarco Soresi. Natalia Ivanovna Natasha was read by Alison Threadgold. Fyodor Ilyich Kuligin was read by Jim Mullins. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Ignatievich Vershinin was read by Tim Marriott. Lieutenant Baron Nikolai Lvovich Tuzenbach was read by Jonathan Horvath. Captain Vasily Vasilyevich Solyoni was read by Richard Kent Green. Dr. Ivan Romanovich Chebutikin was read by Lawrence Cantor. Alexei Petrovich Fedotik was read by Taylor Rosen. Vladimir Karlovich Rode was read by Matthew L. Imperato. Ferapont Spiridonovich was read by Matthew L. Imperato. Anfisa was read by Eve Sorel. The narrator was read by Howard Pinhasik.
Thank you.